Blog Talk Radio. born in this black history week, we're going to talk about those that are standing close to us as we talk on this Sunday morning, this last Sunday in this month. I want you to get ready for God to take you to another level. I want you to get ready to receive the anointing of the power. Your testimony will deliver us to another level. I'm praying for you today on this Sunday morning with the bishop. I want to say all is well. I'm going to give prophecy out. I'm just going to take my time. And I want to tell you, Rose, I'm praying for you. Sylvia, I'm praying for you. Mary Frances, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Carrie, I'm praying for you. Every level, every telephone call that's coming to our studio, we're praying. We thank you for seeing, for your seed, because your seed is needed, but that seed is needed more for your heart. You know, I want to tell you today that some doors will open up that I can't open up, but God will put you. So today, as we talk about our ancestors, now when I talk about that, about your mama, your girlfriend, mama, your husband, your son, the lady called me Patricia. They found my son dead in the alley. What happened? He was getting high on the west side. And what happened when he OD'd? They pulled him out of the apartment and left him in the alley in the garbage can because they were afraid that they'd be arrested. Things like that happened. I just want to share with you the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost today. And we're going, this is the last Sunday. Black History Month. Now I want to be very, very white. And I want to also bring in Aretha Franklin, the queen blues or the queen or whatever. I'm a perfect fan of WBOE in Chicago. Queen of the queen of blues. That's Aretha Franklin. And this black history, you call the name of your mother, your sister, your brother, because this is their month. This is Black History Month. Yeah, you call their name. I'm going to rub up that today about loved ones that are going on, but they get around you, and they get watched by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is Sunday morning. If you got an EV plan,
do some things. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm praying you know that person in this life is your mother. There's a loss of love and write down that was in Exodus 14:14. If you don't understand, you keep reading it, you get an understanding what it means, to you. Every time I get a scripture out, so well, give it to someone. If I give it to everybody, that means it's a reason for you to listen to it. And it's a reason for you to get it, because it means something for you on down the road. Something happens for you to step back into what God wants you to be. We got that Sister Pearl from the mighty city of Detroit. She's going to testify this morning. And if you got a testimony this morning, press one on your phone, your hand will come up, I'll let you testify. And I'm like, everybody should have a testimony. Everybody should have something that God has given. Woke you up this morning. He started with yourself. You could have been in the crazy, you could have been dead. I've seen on the news where people in California and Florida were dying. And it never told him, God is good. God for the universe is good. So I'm going to do a prayer with a testimony. And I just want to just testify how good God been to her. Well, you can testify how good God been to you. Okay, Pearl, you can go ahead and testify.
Give it honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to the bishop and all the saints of God. I am glad and I'm blessed to be in the land of the living. The Lord, He knows every hell my name. And I thank God for being here. And I ask Him to keep me focused on everything that's going on around me. And I was looking this morning, and I was thinking, and I see everything that's going on now is over in Revelation. Like it says, before the end of time, there's going to be things happening that never happened before, and it got to that time, it said. Parents going to be against their kids, and their kids going to be against them. Look how people is killing their kids and their parents. And I want to say that I done had some good times, and I done had some bad times. Bless me and keep me focused. And I am going to stay on the battlefield, and I'm working for the Lord, and I hope all of my people be well, because I have seen so many of my people that left here from last year up until now, and I'm blessed, and I thank the Lord for it, and I hope that I stay blessed, and I know the Lord, He has been good to me, and I want to thank Him.
I thank you for that. That the word of God always brings things out. And if you got a testimony this morning, and personally, you give your testimony, the scripture that's mainly one of my songs, coming your vibration, so you take that down. And I want you to read Psalms 91:27. And Psalms 72. I want to tell you that there is some money that you're going to receive from your husband for him being in the service. But you call somebody and you find out how you can get it. And you can get it. Now, Revelation lies for me all as well. I want you to get together. There's a little mucus in your stomach. I'm talking to you. You have a little mucus in your stomach. The Spirit showed you that. But I want you to drink some spring water. Go buy some spring water. When you get that spring water, call me. I'm going to tell you what to do with it. And that mucus that's coming out of your, but it's going to, that mucus come out of your.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Every day and all day.
Okay, when you go through the stove, this is plain water. When you get to the plain water, bring it home, call me. I'm going to tell you what pray for. You won't have that problem no more. Okay. I want to tell you, after healing taking place, as I see this morning, the healing taking place as I see now. And that and you can see it's going to, just like pop, it's going to go away. I want to say that you all as well. People got to know God moves quick, fast, and in a hurry. You have not, because you have not. You got to ask God for what you want. When God gives you that breakthrough, you got to receive what God got for you today. And this week, every day. Now, I'm going to give you the word of prophecy this morning. people coming together. And 2023 is a great march of students from all over the world, all the colleges going to Washington saying, abandon assault weapons and guns off the street because innocent people being killed by people are retarded and people need medical attention. Now, whoever run for president, they got to talk about reparations. And what that means, give us the wealth of our ancestors that fought in Chicago, Detroit, that farmed. So what I'm saying, if this country to be a great country, we got to deal with the race problem. And Dr. King said that in the 20th century, in the 21st century, we're going to be dealing with the racial problem. We're dealing with it right now, the racial problem. Problem people coming over from other countries do not solve the problem of feeding hungry people right here in America, closing people right here in America, getting jobs for people right here in America. To do that, we're going to always have storms and floods and tornadoes. Now, this is what's going to happen. In April, you're going to have floods that coming from Nebraska, coming from Minnesota, coming from South Dakota, West Dakota, and coming down the Mississippi River. It's going to flood. The snow going to melt, and it's going to flood. We're going to have floods all the way down to the Gulf. And you can take this in the book and write it down. It's happening. I want you to get ready for 2023. It's happening. So in 2024, the prophets are happening. And this is the stuff that's going on, that what's going to happen until they deal with the racial problem in America, until they give black reparations in America, we're going to have shooting and killing going to keep going on. Whoever the president be, Republicans, Democrats, don't make no difference. And the weather going to keep changing until they get it right. And I just want to tell you that's some of the stuff that's going on. And you that's in tune with God, not in tune with the universe. The God of the wind, the God of the water, when you're in tune with that, it's going to come to you in a dream and a vision. I want you to get ready to be in tune with what God's going to give you, man, woman, what God. I'm excited about what's going to be happening in 2024, in 2025. We're going to have people going to want to go to the moon. That right now, they stuff is going to start falling out of space. Because so much junk that's in space. Now, you take it down. That's what happened. But 2023 going to open up the door for us and for you. And get ready, because the miracles is happening. And I want to tell you all of them. Okay, I see somebody's hands up that want to give a okay. I see somebody's hands up. I'm going to get your hands up. Thank you, kind spirit. They want to give a testimony.
Of a valley, a bright and warm. On the 35th anniversary of the world, we remember what life really is all about. And said, there comes a time when we need a friend, when the world must come together as one.
Problem, dealing with the gun problem, and dealing with re-educate my children. And get this going to happen in 2020. Well, this is a problem. Anything wrong with the Bible. In 2024, we're going to be in the midst of a cyber wall. And that wall means the wall of babies and all of that. So we are moving into new technology, but we are not bringing our people with us. So there's got to be some changes going on. Now, this is what I want to take in 2024. The last one, 2023, you're going to find out that they're making meat off of chemicals. They ain't getting no cows. They're making artificial and some of them ain't from no cows, ain't from no chickens. They're making it in the laboratory. And that's going to give cancer and different diseases to people. So what I'm saying is 20, the last part of the people have to go back to the farm. We're going to go back to begin to raise our farm here. And people that want stuff from around the world, we got to come back to America. We got to come back and raise cotton. And all of that, we got to be here. We got to bring stuff back here. The cotton is dependent on somebody else. We got to come back. So in 2024, we're going to find out cars catching on fire. The last part of it will be the electric car catching on fire by itself. I mean, lightning strikes over 2 miles, and it might crash into a car in your garage. Stuff that's going on. I got that car like that before. So we got to understand that. Now, this is what I was supposed to do.
I want you to see
my book, The Milk of Jesus. I'm going to have the book. And the milk of Jesus, I said, going on with the milk of Jesus. I want to know if a great way is going on in your life,
whatever going on with you, God wants you to be blessed.
Don't forget, every week, 7 days a week, we are on from 9 to 10 on Block Talk Radio. And sign it and go to it. God, I bless you. Don't you get ready. I want to pray. Father, God, you come in the name of the Father.
God, give you rest.
I want to tell you what they left.